Let's take a moment to meet one of the instruments here in the studio, the theorbo. It's not every day that you hear a theorbo, or certainly that you meet one on the street, but today is kind of that day for us. So, John, since you're our theorbist, tell us about the instrument.
Well, I gather there's going to be maybe some pictures on your website, so your,
yes,
your folks will be able to see. But what I have, yes, here in my lap is a what I have is a 14-string lute. The lutes are the family that, you know, sort of are the predecessors of the guitar. But I've got 14 strings, seven short ones, a bit longer than guitar strings, but not that much longer, that I play just like I would a guitar or a lute or a, you know, banjo or whatever. And then I've got seven long strings that I play like the bass end of a harp. So these are the seven short strings. And so, you know, I fret and pluck and strum and do all the sort of guitar lute stuff. And then the seven long strings are tuned in a scale. And it's just one note per string. And between those two sets of strings, I have a single complete accompanist.
One-man band is what you're trying to say. Yeah, all right. Very nice.
Bass and guitar, at least.
Bass and guitar, at least. Okay. Well, what do we need the other instruments for anyway, right? You know.
Well, it does help once in a while because, you know, even though these low bass notes are the characteristic wonderful thing that everybody loves, they don't actually last quite long enough sometimes. Mm. So you need a cello to pick up the slack.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you. So we met a theorbo. That is lovely.